All right, welcome to Whispers of Oxenfurt. We are again here doing the live audio commentary of the Netflix series as we are on episode 3, Betrayer Moon. I'm Brett.
And I'm Lindsay. I'm back.
She
I got
is.
invited back.
She did. She had to end. And that headbutt and
Is
rubbing
Stella?
of them. Okay, that's enough. Rubbing of the microphone is the cat, Stella. She will not be joining us too much in here. Oh, unless she lays down, we'll be in there. So again, we're on our what we're calling the whiskey, wine, and the Witcher.
Okay,
So,
but this
what are
time
you
it's
drinking? It
not.
looks like a very exclusive, a very exquisite bottle over there. What are you drinking?
Instead of whiskey, wine in Witcher, it is whiskey, White Claw in Witcher Night. I feel like we should change that up a little bit.
No, we have the name. That's the name.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm drinking White Claw, not wine.
What flavor?
Black cherry. Both of them are black cherry. I'm hoping I only need one and a half to get through this. We'll see.
What do you mean to get through it?
To
Like you,
watch it?
no, I would say get through it like you're gonna struggle to get through it, like you need it to
Of
get through it.
course not.
All right, so I am drinking Angel's Envy Rye, which their Angel's Envy Rye is finished in a rum barrel, so it's got that sweetness
It's a
to
very
it.
tiny glass, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little
That's
I'm
one sh that's what a double.
It's a very tiny glass.
It's a double, and I've got a White Claw to kind of chase it with and
Making
go off
fun of
into
me
there.
for White Claws.
Not like I need to chase it. So, again, refresher. When we do this, we will line it up to sync up exactly as you watch it. There'll be no breaks, none of that. So, once we hit start, we'll go and you can watch it at your leisure. You can have it, the volume of that as high as you want. You can have us as low or as high as you want. But we'll give you this amazing, very, very, very informal and unprofessional commentary.
There are spoilers,
Oh,
so we're
thank
gonna
you.
go ahead and throw that out there. We'll probably talk about some things that happen later on.
We will talk about things that'll happen later on. I'll
Brett
talk
will
about
talk
things
about
from the
things,
books. I won't
yes.
spoil. Oh, I just hit the mic. I won't spoil anything too major, because there's been a couple things that I've held back on that there's no reason to do it that I want, at least Lindsay to kind of go with it and other ones in there. So there will be things that probably will be spoiled. I don't know. I'm not promising anything. I'm just saying I might give a warning like I did last episode for some things.
Lindsay
But
might sound like a dumb idiot for not knowing things that are going on, but for new watchers, that might be something that you're wondering too.
yep. All right. I think that's it. So get ready to sync it up. Pause. Get everything in there.
Throw that Netflix logo out there.
And we will start in 3, 2, 1 now. Ba-doom. And there's the ba-doom. That's when you know we're getting started. Ah, oh, damn. Do I have my phone? Shit. I meant to do a drinking game for the episode.
What drinking game?
One that I created.
Oh.
I know when Geralt says, fuck, you gotta finish a drink.
Okay.
Whenever he gives a grunt, you gotta drink. I think anytime magic. Whatever, we'll do that for the next one. Because I forgot it. My phone is not within striking distance. All right, so we've got this boy here dying, explaining the Strigga. And what's
I
good
don't
about
remember what are you talking about?
the Strigga? It's the
Yeah.
thing he fights at the end, that alien-looking thing. Yeah, that's this
Oh.
episode. So what's fun about this is we see a witcher who's also a wolf school witcher. I was kind of hoping it wasn't going to be a wolf school. I was hoping they'd throw in like the griffin or the cat. The only other witchers that are canon from the books is I think that's it. I think that's the only ones they have in there, the ones that Leo Bonnard had.
And for the rest of us, what are the other witchers? I thought there was just the like
No, there was the cat and there was the griffin that Leo Bonnard had
And
around
those
his
are
neck.
separate people, or
Separate
those are separate?
schools.
Oh,
School of the Wolf is where they're going to go with Kaer Morhen and all that.
okay.
Those are the ones I know that they mentioned in there. I'm not sure if Bear was mentioned. Maybe some. I don't think by name it was. I think it's what it was, but Bear. And then, like, the games have Bear. The games have Manticore. I don't know. But what's cool about here is this story is the very first story of The Witcher. Like, the introduction of The Witcher, the very first one, short story called The Witcher. That's what this is based off of, with Geralt fighting the Strigger in Vizima.
Okay, but
And what.
this guy and Geralt like train together? We're no, friends, we don't know each other at all.
We have no idea. He looks maybe a little bit older, but Geralt, actually, you know what we do know? Because Geralt says he doesn't make sure that he knows, says he doesn't know him. Or doesn't, when they meet up later, he's like, oh, I don't know him. But what's good about that is we don't see any of this. This is all pretty much show created. This is absolutely show created because this is when he goes to fight the Striga. And you can imagine what happens to him. But, and it'll come a little bit later, but it says in the books where he takes their money. Like they're like, oh, we got tricked by a witcher before. He took our money and ran. And we're seeing here that he actually doesn't. That he goes to fight the Striga.
Geralt doesn't.
No, him.
No, like he just took the money.
But he's not running. He's fighting the Striga and dying. But they hide it. Triss and the king, the authorities basically say, oh, yeah, he ran. Because they didn't want to know that he killed a witcher. Because if this thing killed the witcher, it's like, oh,
it's
fuck.
It's like, oh, shit.
He ain't going to kill nobody.
Totally makes sense.
But from the books, they make it seem like he took the money and ran.
Okay. So that's kind of the cool thing. And that's what I brought up last episode with him taking the money first.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's like,
that's why
he makes
doesn't.
A comment about not taking it.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. We'll probably just let that come. So let's just watch the Striga basically eviscerate this dude.
And this totally.
He's a pretty shitty witcher.
But this totally reminds me of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, mm-hmm. like very much a horror movie of him like in
this whole
meat
thing.
Cleaver.
And you see him right there. He's got the toxins too. He's all toxic up. He's got his potions. But yeah, this very, very much horror in this entire episode with the Striga. But yeah, his senses were not up to par.
He grunted, so we have to drink.
Yeah. Well, it's more or less of him just like, like whenever someone says something. The only thing is that they look so sweaty, and I get it. They probably just banged. But it's like they can't get up and like take a shower and they can't really wash up and it's just got to be a gross ass bed. But it's got a lot of stank on it from the banging. So that's got to be good.
God, I love how he's like does not give a flying fuck right now. No. She's like asking about all these scars and he's like, "Uh-huh."
He's like, "Yeah."
Okay.
We're being sex worker positive, but he's like, "Yeah, you're paid for there." But we're getting a glimpse into, hey, Yaskier's making him a little famous. But he ain't having it.
Oh. Oh. Burn. Total burn.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like towards her.
Hit that wine. Which, that's another thing, too. They're saying it's headed for Temeria, which is fine. But in here, they don't ever say the city is Vizima. Like, Temeria is the kingdom. But, like, they're saying of him just going, like, oh, you're going to Temeria. And it's like they never name Vizima. I guess it'd be confusing, but, like... What?
I'm laughing at him, like, when she was like, did you not just hear me talking? He's like, don't you know when someone's pretending? Like, God, that's such perfect, like,
yeah,
men and women, like, even nowadays. Is
you hear me
don't,
talking?
Don't you know? No, not even that. Don't you know when I'm, pretending to listen to you?
I don't care. Everything. Banging persist. That's what the subtitles are good to be on.
I love how she, like, pulls it open right then and, like, counts it out.
Banging persists. In more ways than one. Doobie-doom. Hi-yo. Roach got attitude. Again, why is this guy talking shit?
Again, exactly. Like, witcher. Look at him, like, bump up
well,
to
he's
him,
a witcher,
like...
and you're some fat... Wait, is he like the, is he the John, no, not the John, is he the pimp?
No, I think he just owns like the
inn
or
something. Oh, he's the
stables.
I guess he owns the stables, but like.
But it's just still kind
of
funny.
You don't scare
like,
me.
Yeah.
Is he funny? What are you, idiot.
You think I'm come back and get your ass?
Like.
The realm of monsters and cowardly kings.
Ha, I didn't notice that. Because they're going to the mine, yeah. The trees and. Ding, ding, ding. I actually saw a thing today. I think that's somewhere in Austria they took that from, that
really?
Castle. Yeah. But again, it's supposed to be Vizima, the capital of Temeria. We're seeing the workers rise up here. The Marxist revolutionaries getting together. Ooh, you don't want to go there. There's a lot of something else south of Sodden. Again, the king of Nilfgaard. They're not empire yet. So they've had him as like a kingdom. The usurper. Again, a lot of Nilfgaard exposition here.
I was going to say, what the heck are they even talking about?
That's, yeah. The emperor at the end is called Emir. He killed the usurper.
Oh.
But it's not needed now. Uh-huh. Again, here's Smarmy. Yeah, Smarmy Geralt. Talking shit.
Another
hey. So basically, yeah, they made it seem like he took the money and ran, which is what they said in the books, but they didn't show that backstory. And I'm glad they actually showed that. That the guy didn't take the money and run.
To me, it just seems like, oh, the Witcher went and failed, and it's like, oh, some other Witcher trying to say, oh, I can do it. Like, yeah. Pay me all this fucking money.
But no, they made it seem like he ran.
And here come the soldiers pigs. Walk in.
To quash the rebellion. Oink, oink. Smells like bacon. Man. Geralt's always in the thick of some shit.
Right? Like, how'd they know?
That they were down there?
Yeah, like doing that. Like, they're fucking mind working.
Maybe because they're not working. Tries to be a good guy.
Oh.
Hand on the shoulder. Hey, we're even here.
Or maybe it'll make me feel better. Get the fuck off me.
Douche. Ooh, I wonder what's going to come of this storyline. Nothing happens for the rest of the season. They don't really bring it back up.
The girl wins, though.
So. Yeah, but they don't bring up like this. And I guess it's just the insurgency there and then.
Oh, bye.
See, there it makes sense to say Temeria to the borders. The borders of the kingdom. There you go. But take them out there. So again, to talk about it, none of this is from the books. This is not from the books. And the sorceress who's about to show up, she does not appear until the first novel, the third
book.
She does not appear in this. She's almost retconned, though. She's the aide, the mage to Temeria, to Foltest.
Hold on, wait. How is this happening to them?
She
did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we can, that's right, isn't it?
No, I don't,
that's what I assume.
For real asking.
Yeah. Witch. I mean, again, because she's in service of them, I guess she just did it. Huh. Yeah, she just did it on her own.
So sorcerers and witches are the same thing?
Pretty much. That's what they just call them. Like, that's what they said Yen in the last episode when they came to buy Yen. She called him, her mother called her a witch, Taseya. What?
He's like, the fuck? That's not what I do.
Triss, who I hope will be a lot better in the show than in the books. Because she sucks in the books. But she seems a lot better in the show. So maybe they won't do what she did in the books. And it'll be in there.
Slut.
Whoa.
In the best way possible.
You said it. But no, that wasn't it. She more or less just, again.
Was she pregnant?
The magical rape part. Vukotluk.
He's like, what?
Wait a minute. Put him in that salt. Wait, what is it? Oh.
His fucking face right now is he's like, hold up. He looks pissed.
Is that the Witcher over there?
Oh, that's the Witcher.
Do I sound like Henry Cavill?
No.
Is that the Witcher there?
No.
Oh. I just wanted to see another medallion that wasn't the wolf, the same as his. Because you would think, again, that they would somewhat know each other. There's not that many of them left, so he should know another wolf school. Especially they all winter together. He should know who that is.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Because they all winter at Kaer Morhen.
Like, he should know them.
You should know who that is. Let me just go reaching in here.
Huh.
See, like that.
You know.
It's three. Huh.
And a daughter, yep.
Striga.
Damn.
Eratusa.
Oh, we're back.
The Further
here.
Adventures of Yennefer.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, this.
This is the part I was so confused at by first.
Yeah.
I thought it was like because of last time with the whole using each other thing and bringing the flower, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the audience.
Yeah. I was like, oh, like, so. Can they do something? So it's like almost like she's like more powerful. That she's like, yeah, they can do something. Like, watch this. They'll applaud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah, finish.
He couldn't make him do something. It was.
I just imagine how uncomfortable filming those scenes would be.
Right?
It would probably just take, like, hours of them just being there doing that. And just like, oh, this is what I'm. And then they're gone. So I guess it was like an illusion. And there weren't actually people she kind of summoned there to watch against their will. Like she'll kind of doing.
Yeah, I think it was like five. Maybe it was like a fantasy or something of like,
yeah,
like fuck all y'all, watch us fuck literally.
Voyeurism. Although voyeurism is watching. Those are people watching you do it.
Yeah.
Exhibitionist. There you go. Aderin. Edern. They're in love.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't seem too sure about it.
Adults. Ooh. Yep, just the men. Men just show up.
Yep.
All right, who gives a shit?
Still looking the same.
Just like here, when it takes me about 10 minutes to get ready to go out.
Takes me longer, but I look cuter.
Yeah. Put in the time.
Haha.
That wasn't too loud. That was louder.
No. Poor Yennefer.
Never be her. Ooh, the power of the eels. As I said in the other podcast, here we have discount Gary Oldman.
Oh.
I mean, it looks like Gary Oldman.
No, I was more so about him saying, like, you're a first draft of what was, like, intended for, like, a person.
That's mean.
Yeah.
Looks almost like Willem Dafoe there. It is. It's like a Willem Dafoe, Gary Oldman, like, mix-up. Well, he's a showman, that's for sure. Seemed unnecessary to do all that.
I mean, it just looks more like how you pick the dress, not necessarily like how you want to look.
Well, I assume he kind of made those too.
I guess.
I think. And, oop, time to go.
Yep, bye.
He's like, oh, hey, oop, yep. Give it a little nod. It's to say a time.
She is, like, super unlikable but likable at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Because it's almost, again, in that role of, I'm not comparing the shows. I'm just comparing certain things. You got to give that warning now. Whenever you bring up anything Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
It's like Tywin, where she's like that. It's very authoritative, but it's in this total control.
Yeah.
And you know everything she's doing, she has a reason for doing, and everything is on, like, point.
Well, and so it's that same thing to me. Honestly, like, she's a tiny bit more loving, though, if you're going to really make a comparison.
I just meant in the sense of, like, how they... I just meant the authoritarian act of it like that. Not the total characters. But in the fact that she'll do that. And, I mean, Tywin did that with Tyrion at times when he was loving at the end of season one. We'd written off Jaime and was like, you're my son, Tyrion. Go rule... Whoa. Go rule there. King's Landing in my stead. And then by the end, he's like, oh, yeah, you're a spiteful, evil little shit, and I want you dead. And I wish I would have buried you when you were born. Other than that, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, she's great. The character's great. One of the very few I might actually say so far, she's better to me in the show than the books.
Really?
In the books, she was completely, not completely forgettable, but forgettable to me. To where when it came up, I was like, oh yeah, Taseya. She kind of mentored Yen. She, spoiler.
Right.
But no, in the show, just was like, holy shit. By expanding Yen's background, they expanded hers.
Right.
Speaking of other people, people are not going to like this guy or his representation. Foltas the King was described in the books as pretty.
Oh.
This guy is not very pretty.
Nah, I mean.
But again,
when you find out about this whole storyline, like, you're like, oh no, that's exactly how I pictured, like, someone like that to be. Like,
yeah.
But you overindulge, you wanted what you wanted, and you just fucking took it.
But to me, that's almost where you're feeding into it being the cliche. Like, oh look, he's pigging out, eating while they're doing it, which they did in Lord of the Rings.
Total cliche.
The King of Gondor, or the guy supposedly in Gondor, where they're out there fighting and he sent these people to die and he's just chowing down, breaking chicken bones and cherry tomatoes, and it's like right here. And this is juxtaposed with the previous scenes with the miners where they're all dying like that. I get it. And it doesn't matter. But to me, it would have been like, why not show him be like pretty and good looking instead of this fat, stupid looking king?
Yeah.
But I will say, like most people in this, his voice is awesome.
He called her a unicorn.
A unicorn?
He called the princess a unicorn. He said, call her a unicorn if you want to.
That is the second abortion reference in 3 episodes.
That is true.
'Cause
4.
'Cause you asked.
This is 4th.
This is the 3rd.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. It's I was going to say Dandelion. Yaskier saying that mentioned abortion in that.
This is when everyone gets out and he like shuts them all out like, fuck you, watch this shit.
Yeah, hey, Captain of the Guard, don't fucking leave last, dumbass.
Right? Like,
after
real,
you,
dude.
My good whoop.
Bye.
And then the subtitles.
Protect the king.
Protect the king.
He's like, okay.
Yelling and banging continues. I love that. Witcher.
Cool. They can try.
Witcher. Again, just a gravelly, low grumble.
You didn't even flinch.
The gills. He's even got a crown on sideways.
Uh-huh. Like, it's just,
yeah. You see fat, like he's tied up there.
Fat, just, yeah.
But stories of you, Witcher.
Oh. Because he knows.
Dragging it out.
He knows. Look at him.
It's my daughter.
Me.
He can't say it.
Nah, he won't.
And here's the line from the previews. I think it was like the first line uttered in the previews.
Is it?
This one right here. And a lot of people were just skipping. Oh, who's saying that? Who's doing all that? I don't think people know it was Foltest. But I should say this is where we actually pick up in the books where they actually meet and like this goes on. Not exactly this. He doesn't throw them out and do all that. Hand up.
And just being all sweaty and like, it just adds more to like, you know, like you're fucking guilty, bro. Like,
it's also the second time Geralt's been told to leave somewhere and never return. Because that happened to Blaviken.
And then he smirks as he walks out. Triss. Like, I am fucking leaving.
And I'm glad they did not have Triss in any way be a love interest. Artorias Vigo.
Oh, this makes more sense now. Sentra doesn't want,
Yeah. Okay. Well, that Sentra kept saying no mages, no mages, no mages. Like, they didn't want them. They're outside of their influence. Oh. Princess Calanthe.
Calanthe, like, she Calanthe, hasn't actually...
No, she's a princess.
Okay. Yeah. See, this like, and I didn't notice this. Way back.
King Fergus is in Nilfgaard. So now you know there, it's not the usurper. This is before, way before Geralt's.
Yeah, like you have to...
Yeah.
If you didn't know things it's one beforehand, of those things, like you wouldn't know this.
I appreciate the effort that they did in the timelines. I think it was a great idea. It just was not implemented, I think, the best. The easiest to understand.
Yeah, I like you weren't introduced to these people. Like, I mean, you were, just said but in you
the
weren't.
The first time they made it, could have just put a year on there. Just put the fucking year on there and be in there. Which, that's a bit harsh. Spine, referencing the Hunchback. Ooh, ooh. Spine. You asshole.
Right, you're a dick.
She's from Vingabeg. Like, would they really give that much shit about their biggest trade partner? An elf? What?
And he knows.
Artorias. Yennefer's of elven blood. Quadroon. It's a great line. Model her wisdom on prejudice and paranoia.
Well, interesting that they're not the one.
Falca, another Falca reference. Second Falca reference in 3 episodes. Okay, so Falca. All right. Another great line right there. God, they're giving her all the lines. Maybe that's why, because they gave her all the great lines. But no, we won't get into Falca. That'll come seasons down the road. The chapter, the Brotherhood of Sorcerers, they're all in there. They're all together. Remember, this is all them at the end, the last episode where they're fighting?
No,
and
yeah.
And some are like, no, yay, no.
Yeah.
Aw, she's about to have her dreams crushed. Fergus. Oh.
Awkward.
Oh, you didn't know? And here we get to see Yen kind of come into herself.
She's like, you fucking, fuck me?
You fuck. You weak bitch. Oh, did they?
True.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I know. Oh, ooh.
Ooh.
Step up.
Yeah.
Sorry. To say to freeze.
Damn.
Oh.
And then we just threw it right back at it.
Syntra. Again, how I love Rashawn just again, like, Syntra sucks. Like, Syntra sucks.
I didn't.
What? Oh,
tell
that.
Him.
Ooh, and where might he have gotten that? From your little boyfriend. Ooh, yep.
And she's like, okay, yep, let's go.
Oh.
There's one thing I handled. Let's go handle the fucking next one.
You played me, play you. I like the moons on the spears there.
Oh, yeah.
It's not supposed to be like the fleur-de-lis, is it?
Mm-hmm. That's a you question.
Yeah, I know.
And a you answer.
Well, I don't know. Come on, yes.
No.
Full test and his boy.
I think he means like the guard.
Oh. Yeah, I guess one of those things too, it's like, all right, I get it, you want to do this, but you're a broke ass witcher. Like, take the coin, which he does at the end. But
right, but what this is, like, I don't want the miners coin. Hilarious to me.
What, he just throws that?
He just throws the rock and it hits something and they like just run right there. Like, nope. Like, I fucking love it.
Nope. I'm out.
Like, I that's like my favorite part, I think, is nice. Just him being like.
Nice guards you got there.
Yeah. Just kind of like, oh, you want them to move?
Yeah. Throw a goddamn rock. Add a Striga.
Well. You didn't give him a chance to answer, girl.
Let him think. And now he's brooding. Yep.
Well. I just, no one else thought that. Like, that never occurred.
I mean, it's not that common. You know, like sister really? Fucking. He's a sister fucker. And again, Adda is the name of the daughter also, which can be confusing.
Right.
Adda is Foltest's sister and also the name of the daughter. The Striga. Here they get through the TV thing where, ooh, let me look through this. Let me look through this. Ooh, I've got the number one piece of evidence right here. Ooh, what's that smell?
And that's a witcher sense, right? Like a smell thing?
Yeah, I guess. I guess all the senses get heightened. But he didn't take anything right there, but yeah. A little superhuman. And, ba-ding.
Oh, look, secret compartment.
There's always a secret compartment.
And it's going to hold all the dearest, darkest secrets ever imagined.
What could this possibly have? The broken wax seal. And she calls him Geralt, not Witcher. Oh man, what a how convenient.
Right? Of
Oh,
course
sorry.
not. But me, you know.
Ostrich. Oh, look at that.
Oh, a big liar.
He's. Oh, let's see if he can spin it.
Oh,
Can Ooh.
consensual.
Oh, there you go. Now you drink. There.
Oh, so you're gonna blame the king.
Hell yeah.
You
Like
fucking knew.
stepping up. Oh, no, the scent.
You reek.
Which is funny here too, because it's implied he didn't run this by Triss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's afraid. Look, I like how he's just leaning back, like, what do I want? What would I do in
God,
her bed?
and his fucking
Ooh.
face. Yeah, like just the disgust
Yeah,
on
I
it.
smelled what you were doing. He smelled it. Again, a lot of stank in this episode.
Oh yeah.
And.
Now that I think about it, like,
Yeah, what was. You know what he's smelling?
but not even that though. Like, even Yennefer, like, she's stank faced the whole time. Love, like, it's like this is a big like fuck you episode.
Yeah, there was. Always.
Are you sure?
Always nagging.
Nope.
He spoiled Ada with his seed. Finger in my
Because you made
place.
it.
At least he's got some honor in that.
Oh, cool.
Well, how's this gonna work out?
Watch.
Oh, there you go. Drink again.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Sabrina. Yen's rival. Future rival. Well, that didn't answer.
Right?
Give an answer, Fringilla. All right. So here comes, without question, my favorite scene in the whole first season.
Okay. Oh, he called her Yenna.
That's in the books. That's what I'm saying. That's what he did in the books also. He's the only one that called her Yenna.
Ooh.
It's kicking off. Forgive me for manipulating you
Right?
and getting you out of this.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck that.
Well, it probably wasn't going to be
But
used in a
I mean
good.
that, like,
Oh, now it's Precious Rector, and you're Precious Rectorist. Ooh, you were spying as well, Yenna. Yeah.
yeah, but it was never that bad, though.
Me. He's a. Yeah, so you just lost everything there. Here it comes. Ooh, wait for it. Wait for it. Ooh. Damn, there it is.
Yep. Stink face
And then you see,
episode.
Everything leave his face. Ooh. To every one of my thoughts.
Basically means I'm fucking stronger than you and I hold shit like, back. Yup. Oh.
Strigobor was right. It's a bull. That sums her up pretty well. In here.
Bye.
It is what
Kay.
I am owed.
Watch this then, bitch.
Damn that scene. That scene right there is when I absolutely became convinced that this show can be something like beyond just a spectacle. Like that scene was absolutely amazing. Because they've got the visuals down and go right into this. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
But the writing of that scene of just two people in a room talking again, what that scene was just absolutely phenomenal.
Well, and just like I could watch that the relationship forever. That they had, like, you know, and like what just, was said.
And they doesn't just break up because it goes into Yen where it just fucking explodes.
Yeah.
And she's fucking coming into her own. Man, it's great.
I mean, especially like what she does here too.
Yeah.
When she comes into this fucking party and she's just like, nah, I'm gonna fucking take what I want.
Well, a good thing also is how it mirrors Yen's transformation with the fighting of the Striga.
Yeah.
And that was just, that was done just again, stupendously. Oh.
Yeah, that's she's like an, I'm not yeah. fucking happy with y'all right now.
She's like, yeah, straight through the fire into Discount Gary Oldman's room.
Prove it.
Right in my head. Oh.
He's like, well, okay.
He's like,
you're right.
He's like, yeah, they do. That's what I mean what that look was. That was like, well, yeah, they have that too.
I love this. Like, yeah, I can be fucking awake.
You need the epidural, right?
Yeah.
You need the pregnant. Epidural. No, I don't.
Which is the most stupid. First of all, I don't know. But apparently, I've heard that's the stupidest fucking thing to ever do.
To get an epidural?
To not get the epidural.
I think women should do it. I think it should be natural.
Then you have a fucking baby
then. I think
then.
It should be natural.
Let me tear open your...
As the way God intended it to be.
You have to go.
So quick to violence. Again, the guy's voice is awesome.
Huh.
Why is he in full plate armor again?
Why not?
Well, like I get the soldiers in case they're fighting.
Maybe he thought they were going to have a fight.
But was he going to... Yeah. He sure shit wasn't fighting.
Hell no. That's just to protect himself. Daughter. Say it.
This is another thing too, where in the books when they have this talk, and basically Geralt's like, I'm gonna try not to kill it, but I'm gonna do what's needed. And Foltest's like, if you kill her, I will kill you.
Oh, really?
And Geralt's like, I will do what's needed.
Yeah.
And then Foltest basically says like, and then he kind of acquiesces and is like, do what you need to do.
Right.
And he asked Geralt like, am I cursed because I did this? Geralt's like, I don't fucking know. I'm not a goddamn philosopher.
Yeah.
And it basically ends with him saying, like, Foltest being, like, before you go in and murder my child, you know, this, this, and that. And he's pretty much just assumed, like, he's going to have to fucking kill it. And it's like Foltest kind of, he has this very haughty mentality. And he breaks down at the end. And it's just like, you know, just please don't kill my daughter.
Yeah.
But before you go and murder, like, he literally says, before you go and murder my daughter, do this.
What,
that's Renfri's. That's Renfri's brooch.
Oh, it's See, a brooch?
That's Renfri's, like, brooch thing, yeah. Which has essentially become his, like, most cherished possession. And then, like, I killed her.
Okay, no one needs to know.
Yeah, he's like, I... Again, a great line. For all it brightens, love casts great shadows.
When they fall in love.
Yeah, and it's like...
And he's like, well...
Welp! We'll get to there. He's like, yeah, I got emotions.
Yeah. Like, which... I know we talked about this a little bit. Like, it makes a difference to me knowing that he actually was... quote unquote human, and then he was manipulated to be a witcher. Like, you can't take away, he is mutated, I'm sorry. But you know what I mean? Like, you can't take away those human emotions, like, no matter,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, everyone thinks that that's like a thing, and it's not.
It's just a myth perpetuated.
Yeah.
But he helps perpetuate it.
Like, right, the witchers by being do very, yeah, no, of like, course.
Saying, yeah.
I mean, I feel like you have to be a little numb to do what you do.
Yeah.
Like,
but some of them, then they just get off on going into an inn and being like, people are afraid.
Oh. Yeah, no, I think a little bit of that too, but it's just, yeah, I think it's like an internal struggle of everyone thinking like, you don't have emotions and Geralt, you actually do.
Yeah, and Geralt's a whiny, pouty bitch, and right, it makes him just get a little more whiny and pouty about it. Like, I don't have any emotions.
Well, obviously you do if you're whiny and pouty about it.
Hey, he said it. Moody, brooding Geralt. Always animal sacrifice.
Right.
Recited some silly chant.
Obviously, it wasn't very silly.
Bathed in the lamb's blood until sunrise.
That's disgusting.
That, like, why? I mean, I guess it worked, but then I always think about some sorceress like saying that and then just like laughing off.
Right.
On it.
How many times do you take someone's money and be like, dude, I made this guy.
Yeah, this motherfucker's going to bathe in
lambs.
Blood.
Yeah, sit in the blood all night.
What a dumb. Oh, elven. Elder tongue or elder speech.
So elven and elder are related?
Yeah, the elder speech is it's like an elven. Elder speech being the on NL elves. Supposed to be the Ansaid elves. So what happens in here also, oh shit, we're not there. Oh, we're getting in there. So what happens in there, Geralt does tie Ostrid up, but instead of here where he leaves him, he lets Ostrid go, and Ostrid runs off, and he hears the Striga come out, and he kills him. And then Geralt's like, all right, it's fucking go time. He does like a Rocky thing where he takes his stuff, and he meditates and does all that. But he actually lets Ostrid go, knowing that he's luring the Striga out. But here he just fucking lets him go. Or let's keep them tied.
I think I missed this the first time around of like...
Well, it's not exactly saying you will never have children.
No, you're just saying, to be reborn, you will bear no more. And he says like there's a cost to all creation. Like for me to do this to you.
Yeah.
Like, you
and
out.
That's the thing. People are just like, oh, Yen made that decision not to have kids. Oh, and then she wants kids. Well, it is. But it's like people change.
Yeah.
Like, she got older.
Yeah. No, that's...
You know, when you get to be 90, true. She probably wants kids. And here's roided up Geralt. Jet black eyes. see everything in the night.
I kind of wish they'd maybe explain this a little bit more, too.
Of what?
Like, the fact that he, like, takes potions to be able to see at night. Like, you see him taking a potion, taking but it, at the same time, like, I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
The potion and meditation, yeah.
I mean, it's hard to do that, but I wish there was some way, like, even if it's a bullshit exposition of him being like, oh, you're taking a potion so you can see the creature at night, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's somewhat hard. I'm like, oh, now his eyes are freakishly black.
Yeah, but I mean, I think about him drinking that thing before. It's just weird because I never imagined him like slamming them like he does here.
Like, oh, he gets him takes like a fucking shot.
And it's just like, but he's all like. And this is a very, very, this is when we get to the horror. And oh, you want.
Yeah, this gore? Is very much a horror episode.
You want gross. Because he's about to get.
Ooh!
Again, it's like the Predator. And then down comes.
Boom.
Well, no, you get the umbilical cord first. Oh, no, you don't. I thought it came. Yeah.
No, the umbilical cord like kind of came down a second ago.
Oh, did it? Oh, I missed it. Okay.
And it's not, yeah. It looked more like our finger.
And there he is, disemboweled.
Did they ever explain why it was like the heart and the liver? Like,
that's what they eat.
That's just what they eat.
Yeah. I think the protein.
Oh, that's the umbilical cord,
yeah, that's
right?
The umbilical cord, and then right there, like...
Oh, yeah, I think I forgot about this. Yeah.
Just fangs and razor
sharp
claws.
And...
Yep, that's a fetus that turned into a monster. Blah, blah. And here we go. Same thing
like,
they had in the books.
Hey.
It's a silver chain. A silver
He's like,
chain.
What up, bitch?
Yeah. What you got there, huh?
Hi.
Get ready to finish the drink. Oh, okay.
And let's whip this around.
I don't think the silver chain ever comes back again. And they got the Geralt's original music coming up.
The biggest question is how many people were like, Geralt can whip me with a chain like that?
Yeah.
Like after watching this episode, shit. Like, yep, you do that.
And... All right, finish the drink.
Because he says fuck?
Yeah, anytime he goes fuck. And then, yeah, here we go.
Yeah,
get
but
it with
definitely
Yen's transformation.
So many people were like, Geralt can get that silver chain on
that's
me.
That's what I was saying. Him and Vilgefortz whip my ass. Daddy Vilgefortz.
Ah!
The scream. Was that Yen or the Striga screaming?
Oh, it's every girl screaming for knows how what it's like to get a freaking
barroom knockdown brawl here. Nice little art action.
Bye. I feel like
the art,
and I don't
yeah.
know is I don't know what it's if it does anything for him to use his Witcher powers. I feel like he does not use them enough.
The
for
thing,
how much they fuck people up.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be one of those. It's like magic. It's him doing magic. You can't just keep doing it. Like it takes
okay,
a little
so
bit
out.
Okay, so
it takes things.
Because we never see him. Yeah, you gotta love. We never see him do Igni, which is the fire. We never see him do Quinn, which is like the shield. I think they might have shown him do Axie. He does Yurden in this episode, and he does Ard like several times because Ard looks the coolest. But the Quinn
yeah.
is the one where it's like a literal shield, which in the books he did at Blaviken when they started pelting him with shit.
Uh-huh.
He did this sign where it gives him a shield. This is fucking awesome.
Like, what's
that
one?
That's Ard. That's the Ard through the floor. That's a fucking amazing shot right there. Yeah, that's the Ard, but he does it into the floor. Is that the uterus? Not the uterus. You know, you're a woman.
Her uterus?
Is that the uterus?
I don't know.
I thought the uterus was...
I think a uterus is bigger than that, but I don't know.
But
maybe
more...
the baby-making capability is that size. I don't know.
All right, well,
I'm more confused
about...
I'm more confused about his, like, whole power thing. Like, he doesn't use it very much. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You can't just do it.
I know that,
it's
but he
like,
doesn't seem to use it, like,
I know. It's a thing like magic, too. When you introduce magic, it's like, oh, why not just keep doing it? Why not just keep doing it? In Harry Potter, why don't they just keep using that fucking time travel thing anytime anything went bad?
Yeah, that disappeared after that one
Yeah,
because
magic's
but...
fucking... magic.
No, I know, and
part,
I get it to
yeah,
an
it's, like,
extent.
Dumb.
But like...
when it's something like that. That's why you just have to keep your magic.
I guess that's my question is, how much does it... take
see there's
out
like the
Yurden
right there
oh because he's
it's a protective like barrier
let it leave.
That's what he does yeah that's
and
what
it does
he
does look like
he
it's taking
it
a toll
in.
On him
Well, that and the whole fight.
No, I know,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's the thing what they explain. Same thing with the sorcerers and sorceresses. Like we talk about at the end when Vilgefortz, when his sword... You eventually run out and you just lose power.
Yeah, I
just
I wish they would kind of explain it a little, like, yeah. Or even like even right then I didn't notice that the first time.
Yeah.
Granted, it could be come from the fight, but it honestly looked like I just did
now.
Magic,
yeah.
So and it like, fucking took a lot out of me.
Yeah. Oh, checking the football score.
What was it?
It was commercial.
Oh, it's like they're still getting their ass kicked.
The Purini. Oh, sneak attack, motherfucker!
Hi. She just seems to scream at him a lot. This is
she's mad.
And this is every freaking movie and every TV show.
What?
Why is she taking so long to fuck him up?
Why isn't she just disemboweling him like the other ones? That's called TV and movies.
I know. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like she's toying with him there. Like right there.
Like right there. Just fucking like, reach
just
your hand in there. Yeah.
Like she's playing like, oh, bitch. Okay. You want to fight here? Let's go.
Oh, God.
And then Yen all bloody and transforming, ripping through. Oh, Geralt. Getting fucked up.
Yeah, I
don't. Haha.
You know, I think
dumbass.
I just realized like the how the screeching like coincides with each other.
Yeah, like, she's trying to get back in the sarcophagus.
Right, but that screeching and Yen's screeching,
the wolf silver knuckles. Yeah, it's just it's not juxtaposed.
No,
with
I really
it,
like
the
it.
And
like
boom.
I think I've just noticed that. Like it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, kitty.
Like they're both going through like such big like struggles.
One internal, one very much external. And speaking of the football, which is still a commercial, we're about to get what I refer to as strong safety Geralt right here. Because he doesn't wrap up, but it's how a strong safety would tackle.
Oh.
And I was a corner,
so I did this at times where it's like,
got to knock him off and don't wrap up. Doom.
Bam.
Again. American football Geralt.
Oh, I forget Geralt. He gets in it.
He has to get in the sarcophagus. That's what he's
so
saying.
She can't
someone has
get
to get in.
In
it.
Well, it's not someone. She can't get
that's
in it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And he just gets in there to save himself.
Yeah.
She has
to
stay out of it.
And
then Yordan again right here, the protective barrier. And then he meditates. And then...
He's meditating?
He meditates again to get through the night.
Oh, I didn't
in the
see,
books
I didn't,
he
I
did.
Didn't
well, in the books he did. Obviously,
right. I mean,
here,
I believe you.
I'm here. He's just sleeping. It doesn't matter. He could just be sleeping. But in the books, it was like a meditation again to get strength back and
right. Okay, that makes sense.
Kill the time, which I wish I could do. It's like a robot, you just all right, I'm meditating. Oh, I'm back up. But he probably should have meditated about 1 hour longer.
I don't know if an hour would have made a difference.
She's almost transformed back. It's literally just her claws. I mean, all that happened in the course of
I mean, but even
a
then,
few hours.
I still think she would have, like...
No. I don't know. What? Because all that's there is a claws. Like,
yeah,
that's the
but
whole
I
point.
Still, I mean, it still would have hit him. I mean, there still would have been...
His armor. Look at that left shoulder. Armor's dragging a little
bit
there.
So even then, like, he just looks really hot right now.
Yeah, when you're good looking, you're good looking. No, there you go. Don't need that anymore.
I mean, kind of does.
No, he needs something on his neck. He wasn't throwing off anything from the neck.
She's like, fuck this.
And then, oopsie, like same kind of fetal position there.
Yeah, they do a good job.
They didn't like do it. It's almost, I mean, you can almost look at it as almost like the yin-yang kind of thing where she's one way and then upside down with the other.
But they're both kind of a reborn.
Yeah,
I mean?
Completely. Yeah, both completely. Go through the hair.
She's like, nope.
I'm still part Striga. Yep. And then that's what happens in the books. And just like in the books, he just bites the shit out of her. But his face right here, like she has that like, oh. But his face right there is just like, look at that.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Well, I mean, that's a face of like,
and
oh,
the
I'm.
Blood coming down from his mouth.
I take it as that's a face of like, I'm fucking dead.
Yeah, kind of.
Because again, he's done. He's got to tie it up real quick and cover it. But look at his eyes just.
Yeah.
Got to tie it. Or cover it.
Applaud
and,
Henry Cavill for that fucking acting, though, right? Yeah. I mean, like.
Yeah. And
God, he dies so many times.
He's not dead.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, he almost dies so many times. Oh, this is the biggest.
Oh, here comes this
walk in the fucking room.
Cinderella moment. Oh, Istrid's like, okay, look at here. I'm just turned off. Hey, what? There's a disturbance in the force. Tisea's like, hold up.
She's like, something's going on. Fuck.
But is this one of those like you have to be beautiful?
Yeah.
You know? Is it like you have to be beautiful to kind of?
I don't think so. I think it just helps.
I know, but like, isn't that kind of sad?
A little bit.
Because she's still the same. Sorcerer's been out. She's hot. But people are going to take her seriously. Look at her. Yeah. She's aight. And then look at Tisea's like,
hot.
So what Tisea's like, oh shit.
But it's not now she's hot.
Now she can
everyone.
Do anything. Well, I'm saying like she's now knowing like, oh shit. She now like right there. Like now she knows like,
but it's
oh
not
fuck.
Even him. It's
she
just all of them. Look at all of them eyeing
her. Like I said, it's Cinderella. And literal Prince King right here. But she knows like he's going to be able to do whatever she wants. Read the room, Tisea.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Don't look at it. Don't give the look, though. Don't give. Okay, she did. Oh, no. Don't. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, the side of his of like, yeah, watch ooh. This fucking shit.
All right, Fringilla, get your ass to Nilfgaard.
And the fact that Fringilla is like, what, the niece or something of like.
Guy?
Yeah, nah, Arturius. Dude.
Arturius Vigo, who's in Toussaint. That'll be good when they get to Toussaint.
Oops. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of
yeah,
bullshit.
Then
look
like, okay. Oh, yeah, he's like snarling right there. I'm
yeah.
Like, I remember that. But again, this is a great shot. Just the music.
And the, like, the magic.
It's very celestial.
Yeah.
The celestial ball. And then Sabrina's like, okay.
She's like, oh, fuck, now she's hot.
Shregobor's like, oh, and then, oh, he's like, what have I done?
I fucked up.
Oh, I'm out. I did that.
I pissed off a fucking badass witch is what I did. And that doesn't look fun.
We get some peroxide on that. Or, you know, whatever bullshit herbs. Renfrey. The gale in the woods will be with you always.
Right. Is that Renfrey or is that Ciri? Yeah.
Be Cirilla. People called you. Yeah, they really definitely hit up on how much Renfrey stayed with him.
I mean, is that like that in the books?
I don't believe it actually is. I don't
Why do you think they did that here?
To make it last. Like, to me, like the you were the same and blah, 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 but he had to kill her. I think it was just to make it more emotionally resonant.
You think that'll, do you think they'll him. Keep that?
No.
You think it'd be done now?
One. Yeah. I think that's what it is. From what I remember, again, it's been over a year since I ran through them on the episodes, but I don't believe Renfrey really ever comes up.
Gotcha.
Maybe just a one-off thing. But I don't believe it's something that stays like it does here. And it stays in this show for sure. Also, because I think I just like her. She's my favorite one-off character.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, it just happened again. Like how we talked about last time with the elves and what's his name? The singer?
Yaskier.
Right.
The bard.
Foltes said that what's his name gave his life. Yeah. Like, it's the same thing. Like, fucking lies again.
Well, he doesn't know. Geralt didn't tell anybody. But Triss.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
But Foltes, even though he admitted it to Geralt.
Although
like,
if they went in there, they're like, why is he tied up?
Yeah.
But it's one of those, yeah, it just makes it better.
Yeah.
Monsters and money. It's all it needs to be. Yes, he's like Tarzan up there. Like he's just yoked
fine
out
with
the hair.
Totally fine because, with it.
What, you would?
Yeah.
Oh, and here's another thing, too, they hit up on here. Drink. But what Triss ends with. Ooh, what's in there? Stella, you gotta keep.
Money.
Stay up. No, it's not. Well, it is, but it's the brooch, which he puts on his sword. Like you see later. Stop headbutting the mic. Something out there waits for you. Something more. That's the name of the finale. It's what he says to Ciri. He didn't say, and then it cuts straight to Ciri. It's what he says in the books when they meet. You're something there, and he's like, you're something more, much more, something like that, exactly. And that's the name of the final episode. And that's one of those things when you go back on it, if you don't know that, you're like, oh, shit. Although they've kind of already hinted that that's it. Oh, no, she says Geralt of Rivia. Never mind. They kind of have that anyway. So it's not really like a saying. But now Ciri gets, and this is where, again, another lot of people who are book gatekeepers or whatever are going to be upset.
Why?
That Ciri goes to Brokolon without Geralt. In the book, she goes there with Geralt. That's where they meet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They meet, and he doesn't know who Ciri is.
Right.
And it wasn't until she drinks the waters that he realizes, like, oh, shit, that's who this is for the most part. It confirms it. And then they split apart again. And that's when he thinks she dies. Then it goes back to Slaughter of Sintra. All that happened in the books before the Slaughter of Sintra.
Yeah.
This happens after. And obviously, Dara is not in the books. And I think, well, we'll get there. Never mind. But yeah, this is Brokolon with the dryads. And you do not enter the forest, in which you see what they're going to show up coming here. And he knows.
Oh.
The arrow and what's all around? There you go.
Dead bodies.
Because you don't go into Brokolon.
Fucking hit.
And there's another massive change of Brokolon from the books, but that will be for next episode. He's trying to help her.
So do they just choose her that she's just like in a trance walking?
They like called her to her, okay. Which again is another thing that's not in the books. In the books, she just gets through and they don't really know who she is. Like they're shocked when the waters don't change her.
Right.
Ciri. Yeah, see, it's like calling her.
Yeah.
Whether that's calling her or she something else or just, it's obviously calling her to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's also just made to be like a, whoa, what an ending.
Yeah.
And that is it. Betrayer Goodbye. Moon. All right, so what'd you think?
Obviously, I liked it from Yennefer's side of the story because it is a big fuck you, and I think it's been a long time coming for her, especially being like portrayed by the one person that she like kind of trusted through her difficulties. I mean, obviously, this is the biggest horrid like gore storyline. Like, I mean, this is it's very dark. Gory, bloods, blah blah. More than just the normal fight scenes that you kind of expect from this. This was a little bit more of like a mystical creature type thing.
It's disembowelment, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I liked it. I don't know how much it did for Geralt's side of the story. Yeah. Obviously, it very much, very, very much moved forward Yennefer's side of the story.
And Ciri was literally that final scene.
Right. Like
that
was she's walking in the forest. You're like, okay.
Which is another thing, too, where Ciri's story just kind of begins to almost meander and wasn't really, kind of wish it wasn't the whole season. Like, I think, again, I might be giving, again, her name's up right there. I think might be giving Lauren Hester's, the showrunner and all that, the benefit of the doubt that I think Netflix and the executives were like, we need a big-ass action battle scene in that first episode to get people.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of needed everything in there. And they had to put the Slaughter of Sintra in the first episode, and I just don't think it needed to be in there. I really wish that first episode would have just been the lesser evil. Like, because Yen wasn't even in there. Yen didn't show up until the second episode.
Right.
Like, I wish that first one would have been, this is the Witcher, it's the titular character. But I do understand where this show, you can almost see it to where Yen, kind of at the beginning, was almost like either co-major character, or this co-protagonist, if you want to say.
Yeah.
But then again, the Witcher story saga as a whole in the books, it's really kind of Ciri.
Right.
And so, kind of, sort of, not really. It is, but you're with Geralt more than you are with Ciri.
I mean, I understand a lot more now, especially because what Triss was saying at the end about like something more blah, blah, blah. Now that you're making that something connection more to the end for me.
Yeah.
Like, that makes a bigger difference. Like, I'm like, oh, like, okay, cool. I get now that we, like, yeah, let's cut to Suri, because that's, like, total foreshadowing of, like, this is the something
destinies
more.
Yeah. They're showing the intertwining.
Right.
That all their stories are going to, especially Geralt and Suri, and then Jens will obviously
But
come
a lot
in.
Of times I don't think you get that off of verbal cues. I think a lot of it, for most people, because it's so, like, it's visual. You're not reading a book. You're watching a show. You want to see the visual cue. Yeah. So, like, those type of verbal cues, I feel like, are, like, good to kind of hit on, because it's like, oh, shit. Like, that's a big thing.
Yeah. So, this one, this might be, I haven't watched too many of the later ones, but of the earlier ones, this is probably my favorite episode, and it's generally solely because of Yen. Like I said, it contains my favorite scene in the entire series so far. Geralt's was very much as they could do with the little time they had, the story of what it was from the books.
Yeah.
And it's like the story from the books where nothing really matters on it. Like, it doesn't mean anything. What happened in this entire episode with Geralt has no function on anything of what future happens, other than he meets Triss and gets more of, like, she reinforces, like, the destiny thing. But other than that, nothing really happens.
I mean, it reinforces a little bit of him not just being a monster hunter, but having feelings. I mean, it does a little bit. Like, he didn't want to kill her because it was a person and she just got cursed. Like, it wasn't her fault.
Yeah, but, I mean, we've kind of gotten that at other times, and we'll get it in a future episode where he doesn't kill monsters because they're not blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying.
Right, it just, I mean, that it reiterates that.
Yen's storyline was pushed way forward in this episode. She has changed from the beginning to the end completely, literally, physically.
Literally.
Geralt has not. Geralt has not changed from the beginning of this to the end, except if you want to look at it as him saying, it's money and monsters, that's all there needs to be. And Triss being like, no, there's something more out there. And him being like, what? Oh, yeah, the brooch. If you want to consider that, this is where he changes from the money and monsters to that. I don't believe that, because I've always been on the side of Geralt just bullshitting himself and lying to himself and other people about what it is. So, again, I'm just saying, I don't think Geralt's was all that great of what it was. Fantastic action scenes, though. Like, that shit was awesome.
Yeah.
The Striga fight was fucking phenomenal. But to me, it was Yen's storyline. It was everything in Yen's that was just great. And it reminds me again of this, of how much I enjoyed these episodes of Yen. Of Yen being when she's the hunchback and when she's becoming what it is.
A badass.
And it's from, but it's from this moment on, when she is a badass, that I like her a lot less. I like it when she was raging against that machine, when she was fighting against something. Now she is the all-powerful. We're probably getting there in a future.
She goes through the dullness, and then she realizes, like, I'm meant for so much more than
this. And it becomes to that. I've enjoyed these, and that's why I enjoyed this episode so much, because it was Yen's last hurrah before she is Yennefer of Vengerberg, the sorceress, the powerful sorceress, the influential sorceress that comes on. And that's just a personal thing, and that's not a comment of how they did anything. I just enjoyed that so much, mainly because I didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
Because we didn't know. We knew she transformed, but we didn't
know
how
badass,
it happened.
But
everything else that kind of happens from this, we kind of know what it is, or at least I kind of already knew. So maybe that's another reason why I did it. But to me, this was a high watermark of Yen's storyline. The last episode was great. This was just even more so. It was her really coming into her own. And to me, her storyline not stagnates, but kind of evens up, maybe even drops down a little bit, not gonna lie, until the finale. But we like five episodes from there. So you're craning your neck back looking for the score.
I am.
Is it a commercial?
Oh my gosh, it's so close now. That is 16-14, Ohio State.
All right, and we have completely dated this, as Ohio State is apparently up 16-14. And with that covered, I think we have anything on there. Any final thoughts? I think we've got everything.
I think we covered it all.
On there. So again, hope you enjoyed this. We'll be back next episode with, I believe it's the Bastards Banquets and something or other. Either way, it's the Question of Price short story. It's Pavetta's betrothal, or not betrothal, Pavetta's quinceañera, her 15th birthday. Another great one where we get a hedgehog, we get some Mousak, we get Yaskier singing some lovely tunes and all that. So with that again, that'll do. Oh, this is going to be the last one. This will probably be the last episode of the new year, unless we do one again I might put it on there for New Year's Day.
Maybe.
So it might be it. But either way, if it's not, then I hope everyone has a happy New Year and on to 2020. And bye, go podcast now.
Bye.